I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When a national tragedy or acts of violence occur in our world, children need extra help from parents and caring adults to feel safe and secure. To talk about helping children cope in the aftermath of tragedy is Dr. Rochelle Hansen. She's a professor in the departments of psychiatry and pediatrics, and she is the director of the Family and Child Program at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Hansen, what's the potential impact to children, and what do they need most from their parent when a national tragedy strikes?
After a tragedy, such as a mass violence incident or shooting that can occur, there's a variety of ways that children can respond. Some children may become increasingly anxious, fearful. Others may be very angry and irritable. Others may be more clingy and have difficulty separating from caregivers. The important point to keep in mind is that the way a child responds is dependent on several different factors. For example, the age of the child, whether or not the child or family has experienced other kinds of traumatic events in their lives, how closely they were affected by the traumatic events. So, for example, if they lost someone during that tragedy, they're going to have a higher risk of having more adverse problems after a trauma.
What can we do when a tragedy strikes and we as adults are hearing about this tragedy in the news? People are talking about it. What can we do to buffer our child or protect our child?
The most important thing after a tragedy is that children are going to need reassurance. They're going to need to know that they're safe. So they're going to be looking to their caregivers to both tell them that they're safe, to comfort them, and to reassure them that they're in a safe place. To as great extent as possible, it's really important to try to keep normal family routines, so normal bedtimes, normal meal times. Young children in particular may need a little special attention at bedtime.
And Dr. Hansen, are there other things that we can do to protect our kids in the aftermath of violence or tragedy like this?
One of the important things to do, particularly for younger children, is to limit their exposure to media. That means limiting access to TV and radio, internet, social media, particularly for the very young children. The more media exposure, the worse their symptoms are going to be. Having said that, with older children, it would be important to ask them, what have they seen on TV? What have they seen in social media? And invite them to have conversations about that so that you, again, can correct any confusion that child has, or at least just ask them about their reaction to what happened. And one other thing I would add is that we don't want to force children to talk about what happened. We just want to let them know that we're here for them if they do need to talk about it.
And some kids will choose not to talk about it.
Some children keep things inside. And that, again, is why it's important to have that message to the child that you're there when they do want to talk, and then look for opportunities to have the conversation. You also could consider a family vacation from all media. Just turn the TV off, take a break. If that doesn't work, then at least limiting the time they're on the media. Again, this is particularly true for younger children. And then really making sure that you follow up and ask them what they heard, what they saw, so that you could have more dialogue around that.
Dr. Hansen, thanks for providing information about helping children cope after a national tragedy.
Thank you for inviting me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.